Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. Like the song says,
a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down.
So a lot of times being uncomfortable is something that is out of necessity, you know, uncomfortable taking medicine, etc. Well, here are a handful of things that are actually uncomfortable that may actually be good for you. Like number one, which I'm fortunate enough not to have to do, dressing up for work. It might help your posture. According to at least one expert, you're more likely to sit up straight when you're wearing nice clothes. Holding it in when you gotta go, because when you gotta go, you gotta go. But doing it too long can cause urinary tract problems. Running to the bathroom, however, every time you gotta go, could give you an overactive bladder, so somewhere in the middle ground. Letting a minor headache go away by itself. If you get them constantly, you'll probably take a lot of painkillers. But that can actually lead to more headaches. Now, over time, taking too many painkillers makes you more sensitive to the pain, and it can lead to rebound headaches, also called medicine overuse headaches, and getting stressed out.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
How can being stressed out be good for you? Well, if it's short periods of stress, like making a deadline at work, they can actually help you create new brain cells. If you thought you can't create new brain cells, that's partly true because most of them are made before you're born. But a recent study found that part of your brain associated with memories, learning, and emotions does keep making new brain cells even as an adult. So in essence, if you're wearing a suit, it's okay to stress yourself out a little bit by holding it if you have to go to the bathroom because the stress and all of that works together and you'll be a better person. Or not. And that is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. And speaking of stress, don't get stressed for Valentine's Day because they've got something for the ladies and the gentlemen at David's Jewelry and Coin. Beautiful selection of watches, heirloom jewelry, or you can just go buy gold and silver. But guys, they do say diamonds are the girl's best friend, and they got some whoppers in there. All the way from, you know, small carats to giant $25,000 diamonds. And you can have a custom piece made, too. But you better hustle, because we're only 10 days away from Valentine's Day. To find out more, go to davidsjewelryandcoins.com. Or they're on South College in the same shopping center as Hurricane Harry's, just down from IHOP. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you very much for listening.